Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check him out at DeSantisHolster.com. Joining us now from, I believe he told me he was in Wisconsin, is Dean Ryder, Dean Weingarten. Are you like on a tour?
Well, kind of. You know, the COVID stuff limited mobility for quite a while, so now I'm on a road trip to see grandkids and relatives. And my grandkids are in Dallas and my relatives are in Wisconsin.
Gotcha. Okay. The Weingarten World Tour. I like it. All right. Now, I'm going to presume that while you're on tour, you're also writing, because either that or you loaded a bunch of stuff up to be published in your absence. But let's talk about your latest one. Washington State, they want to be just like Boston where, you know, or Massachusetts, where everything's illegal in Massachusetts. They want to make everything with guns illegal in Massachusetts, and they passed a ban on future sales or manufacture of magazines or anything that holds over 10 rounds, which means that they banned everything that's standard capacity. Because all of these things, none of these have a standard capacity of 10.
Well, certainly nothing made relatively recent. The trend has been just in the opposite direction. The standard capacity for most pistols and rifles now is more than 10 rounds.
Right.
So, yes, and they did this as they got greater control in the legislature. I think that happened in 2020. And in 2021 is when they passed this ban. And they defined large capacity magazine means an ammunition feeding device, which with the capacity to accept more than 10 rounds of ammunition, or any conversion part, a combination of parts, from which such a device can be assembled, if those parts are in possession or under the control of the same person. I'm wondering if they're thinking about canvas and needles and thread, which you can make these pocket belts for machine guns, you know, for the Browning or the Maxim machine gun used to cotton belts for quite a while. I think Browning did, too. So, you know, it's one of these, I don't know how to put it, sort of feel-good, kind of trendy laws. There were several other. California, I think, was the first one to ban them. And then there are a couple other states, not very many. Maryland.
Well, I mean,
I think Massachusetts.
In California, I remember Elliot Rogers, the Isla Vista shooter, who was also the Isla Vista hatchet man of the Isla Vista car rampager. And he had 41 10-round magazines.
Yeah.
I don't think he was following the spirit of you don't get to shoot a lot of bullets at people when you're a bad boy. I don't think he was following that spirited part of it.
A few months ago, I saw a presentation by Ed Monk, who's done a great deal study and has an excellent presentation on how mass murder with firearm events, public mass, how they happen and how they it worked out. And he says, look, at the rate they're firing, the choice of firearm has very little difference on the outcome. If you have a break open shotgun, as long as nobody's opposing you, you know, that's sufficient to rack up a heck of a body count. As long as there's nobody armed or willing to oppose you. And would there have been some mass killing, mass murder events with that type of firearm? I remember a couple of them in England, I think, France. I can't recall for sure. I think they're getting in the U.S., but they may have. I mean, the big question is, does anybody oppose you or not? You know, people are just sitting underneath their desk waiting to get shot. You know, they could be shot with a break action H&R single shot, so it only takes a couple seconds to reload one.
Right.
So the magazine capacity is kind of a red herring. It's, in my opinion, it's very similar to the ban on switchblade knives that was passed in the 50s. The media and politicians that want to restrict firearms have created this crisis out of almost nothing, and they continue to do so. And the actual idea for banning magazines, I believe, started with Bill Ruger in 1989 because he didn't want them to ban the actual guns. So he had this brilliant idea. Let's just have them ban magazines and not the guns. They wrote a letter to Congress, as I recall, and I know that it was opposed by Second Amendment supporters vehemently and for many years, probably millions of Second Amendment supporters refused to buy Ruger products because of the letter that Bill Ruger had put forward with the idea that they should ban magazines. I think his original suggestion was to ban magazines that held more than 15 rounds, which just happened to be that the Ruger pistols of the time held 15 rounds, and Glocks, which were giving quite a bit of competition, the Glock 17 held 17 rounds. So, you know, it just happened to also benefit him. This has, been something that those who want us disarmed have been pushing for decades now, despite the evidence. And Washington State passed this ban in 2021, and they have been challenged in the court. And I have to say that the people, the prime movers in the challenge, is the Second Amendment Foundation. So they are doing good work there. And the ban happened to go into effect on 1 July, or supposed to have gone into effect on 1 July of this year, which was just about a little more than a week after the Supreme Court issued its opinion in the New York State Rifle and Pistol Association v. Bruin, which told the states, and the circuit courts particularly, stop creating this silly two-step process for, quote, interpreting the Second Amendment this that hard. To be a one-step process, and that's it. And just a few days later, they sent two magazine bans that were in the courts. They granted writs of certiorari to them, vacated the decision, essentially reversed them, and sent them back to the various circuits. One's in the Ninth Circuit, and the other, I think, was in the First or Second Circuit, I'm not sure which. And that essentially says, are we over the break?
Well, you just hang on right there. We're going to pick it up. I'm too busy listening.
Okay.
Spellbinding that Dean Weingarten. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Mm-hmm.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. Talking to Dean Weingarten, talking about this magazine ban and everything. And I mean, he was giving me a history of this, which, I forgot to manage time. So I'm going to do it again. I'm going to forget to manage time again. Please continue this history of this and what's going on in Washington State, please, sir.
Okay, well, so this Washington State is the latest in a few states that have banned magazines with over 10 rounds. California, New Jersey, Massachusetts, Maryland, I think. It's the usual list of suspects that have no respect for the Second Amendment. But after the Bruin decision by the Supreme Court vacated, well, they agreed to hear, then they vacated, which is to say they told the lower courts that they made the wrong decision in four cases, and they sent those cases back to the circuits. And two of those cases were magazine bans. I believe one was in New Jersey and the other one in California. I might be wrong, but the first one might be in Maryland. But anyway, they sent them back, which said, you have reached the wrong decision on this. You got to reach a different decision, which is to say, almost certainly the Supreme Court understands that banning magazines is a direct infringement on the right to keep and bear arms as protected by the Second Amendment. But one of those magazine bans that they sent back was to the Ninth Circuit, and Washington State is in the Ninth Circuit. And the person who is now going to hear the vacated and remanded case is Judge Roger T. Benitez in California. He was the one that heard the lawsuit against the magazine ban in California the first time. And he ruled in a brilliant decision, which I referenced in the article, to another article on Amazon. In his brilliant decision, he explained quite vividly and clearly why the magazine ban was unconstitutional under the Second Amendment. And at the time, he granted a temporary injunction against the law, which allowed maybe a couple hundred thousand or maybe a million magazines to be legally sold to people in California, and that became known as Freedom Week, because after a week, the three-judge panel on the Ninth Circuit reinstated the ban with another injunction. So, the interesting thing is that Judge Benitez is going to be the one who rehears the case. Well, he's already written a brilliant opinion about how the magazine ban is unconstitutional, using the logic that the Supreme Court has put forth. I have not seen any evidence that's any different from what he heard the first time, so it seems highly unlikely to me that he will change his opinion and come to the conclusion that magazine bans are just fine for the Second Amendment. Seems highly unlikely. So what we are left with is down in California, well, the Ninth Circuit figure out some way to wiggle around and find some wording somewhere to justify a ban on magazines again. And it just doesn't seem, lawyers are very inventive, and they can find ways to say things that you and I would never think of. So I can't say they won't come up with some sophisticated.
Yeah, but I mean, now for them, it's sort of swimming upstream now, isn't it?
It is, very much so.
Yeah.
I just don't see any evidence that they can go by. And the historical tradition, which is what the Supreme Court says you have to use to justify it now, there just isn't any on banning magazines with a capacity of over a certain amount. I think it's double. Irandani, air rifle used on the Lewis and Clark expedition, that had a magazine capacity of over 20 rounds.
Right.
And that was created and used in combat and sold to civilians before the Second Amendment was ratified in 1791. And then repeating rifles with magazines only 15 rounds were used during the Civil War. And they became popular and sold to civilians without any government restraint in 1866 with the Winchester Model 66. And that's before the 14th Amendment was ratified in 1868. So where's this? There just isn't any historical reference for them to go to. It'll be interesting to see what they draw. But I don't see anything for them to hang their hat on. So this gets us back to the Washington District Court, Federal District Court, saying we will hear the case starting December 4th, 2023. That's more than a year away.
Right.
Well, almost certainly Judge Roger T. Benitez will issue an opinion before that. Very likely a three-judge panel on the Ninth Circuit will issue an opinion before then. And whether or not they will try to take it to an en banc decision is unknown. But the point is that I think the judge up in Washington State, whose name is, Cooper, I believe, he will probably avoid having a trial on this issue because it'll probably be rendered moot by the decision in the Ninth Circuit before it ever comes to trial in Washington State. So I think that's one of the reasons he gave a year for it to happen, because, he probably won't have to handle a hot potato. It'll already be handled by other courts in the Ninth Circuit.
Well, we're coming up on the next break. This article is the latest article. As a matter of fact, it's at the very top of the page at Amiland. And Dean has well over 2,000 other articles there covering the entire gamut of the gun industry, the gun culture, the gun politics, everything. He covers it all. He's the biggest writer at the biggest website of its type on the planet, and the most prolific one as well. And well over 2,000 other articles there waiting for you at the archive at amiland.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Biden administration is planning to sell more oil from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve in a bid to lower fuel prices before next month's elections. This as the OPEC Plus organization has decided to cut oil production by member nations. President Joe Biden stated that there will be consequences for Saudi Arabia and says they're reevaluating the nation's relationship with the kingdom. Kansas Republican Senator Roger Marshall is no fan of releasing more oil from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve.
Certainly, we better hope we don't have a war, because that's what these are meant for. In case of war, we need increased supplies of oil, of gas. We have those reserves.
President Biden spending part of his Tuesday speaking at a Democratic National Committee event in Washington, D.C. USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. And this portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check him out, DeSantisHolster.com. Talking to Dean Weingarten. And, well, Dean has this database of self-defense against bears with handguns. And I guess we're adding to the database.
Yes, we are.
So, tell me about this this incident. Boundary Waters Canoe okay. Area Campsite.
Yes. And I probably should let people know, because not everybody grew up in Minnesota or Wisconsin. But the Boundary Waters Canoe Area is a famous semi-wilderness restricted area where motorized transport is not allowed. If you're going to get into it, you pretty much have to use a canoe or a kayak that can be portaged, and they use paddles. I mean, you can use a push pole in some shallow waters, but mostly you're going to use paddles because a lot of the lakes you need to cross are pretty deep. And it's a big area. Oh, gosh, must be hundreds, if not thousands, of square miles up there. And it extends into Canada. And people might remember that about a year ago, I think it was, there was a woman killed by a bear at her cabin just across the Canadian border. And then I don't recall if it was right in the Boundary Waters Canoe Area or if it was right next to it, but it was in that general area, which is most a big chunk of northern Minnesota that is north of the tip of Lake Superior and to the west of it. And it, like I said, it's a big wilderness, semi-wilderness area. And because it's difficult to hunt the area, not so much that you can't get in there and kill a bear, because you can, and it's legal, but once you kill the bear, what do you do with it? If you're back a ways, it'll take you a couple of days to get the bear back out when you're paddling a canoe to do it, portaging it, over portages to get there. So it's very seldom hunted for bears, even though they have shell permits that are good for the area. But you can't use motorized transport. That cuts down on the practical utility of it for a lot of people, and especially for hunting, if you want to sell meat. So, I've been to the Boundary Waters canoe area a number of times. It's a wonderful area. You know, it's not so great when there's a lot of bugs, and it just depends on the type of year, whether you're swarmed with mosquitoes or not. But what happened at the end of August, on Tuesday, August 30th, and it was in the evening about an hour before sunset, was that this young husband and father were in the Boundary Waters canoe area, and they had planned to stay for 3 days. And he was sitting there with his younger child, youngest child, a little ways away. I forget exactly how old the younger child was, but just a toddler. And his youngest cried out, and he didn't know what had happened. But he grabbed the child and took a couple of steps, you know, trying to figure out what's going on. And then his oldest child yelled, "Bear!" And he turned around and looked, and here was a bear only about 6 feet away from him after he'd taken a couple of steps. It had been within like 3 to 4 feet of his back when the youngest child was startled. And I don't know whether the bear nipped at the child or something like that, but something happened to make the child cry out. And it was a kind of remarkable incident. I'm going to quote James here as he reported on the incident to a forum about the Boundary Waters. He said, "Just finished a trip to Horseshoe that should have been 3 nights, turned to one." It says, campsite 674. "Had a bear walk right into camp within 4 feet of my youngest. Nothing would discourage him until I fired a couple of rounds. We packed up and bolted to an open site, campsite 677, a half a mile away on the other side of the lake. Weren't there 5 minutes and was pulling up the food bag, and my wife screamed, 'There's another bear 15 feet away from our canoe without any kids in it.' I had to fire another round before he would be deterred. Left that site," and then he went to another one, and he found a fellow person from the farm had that campsite, and they took him in for the night. And in the next morning, they found another campsite and had their breakfast interrupted by a bear who would not leave until he'd taken that set of campers' food bag. And so I was able to get in contact with James and get a few more details about what happened. And that's one of the benefits of writing a bunch of stories. And he had read some of the stories I had written, and he was willing to talk to me. And I found out another new thing. Not only was it the first incident that I had recorded in Boundary Waters, but he had used a .22 Magnum revolver. It was a North American Arms mini revolver, the Watt model, with a 1 5/8 inch barrel. Well, that's about as tiny a gun as you can get. You could maybe say the .22 Short is a little bit smaller, but not much. And he had loaded this revolver with Speer Gold Dot defensive ammunition, which is made for short barrels, so it's better than not. But it's still .22 Rimfire, .22 Magnum. So I was curious as to how he was sure that it was two bears, because that is unusual. I mean, you have one bear at one campsite and then go to another campsite and less than a half hour later, you get another bear that refuses to leave until you fire a shot. And again, this is a dangerous situation when you have bears that are demanding, essentially demanding you give them food, and you got little kids, and they refuse to move away from children, I think he would have been justified in shooting the bears, but he probably made the right decision. Those 22 mag mini revolvers are, especially the mag, they're just loud. They're extremely loud. But, so I talked to James, and he said they had to paddle across a lake to get to the second campsite, 677. And he said, if it was the first bear, it would have had to swim to get there in roughly the same amount of time that took them. He said both bears were adults and over 200 pounds. But the second bear they saw was not wet. And if it had swum across the lake, its fur would have been wet in such a short amount of time. And he was just convinced it was the second bear. I believe he was right because there's just almost no penalty for bears to learn to extort food from campers up in the Boundary Waters canoe area. I mean, some people even think that it's illegal to take firearms into the Boundary Waters canoe area, the BWCA, but it's not. It's in Minnesota, so you have to follow the Minnesota law, and that requires you to have a permit to be carrying a handgun.
Let me in
that area.
Let me get you to hold on. We're coming up on the break, and we'll finish this because I got a few questions about this. A few questions about this cat that took on these bears, if you would be so kind. This article, you can find it at Amaland. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief watching the world lose its mind. As we all know, global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits are in stock and ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats standing in government food lines. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
On the firing line from the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. And this portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. Talking to Dean Weingarten, and we were talking about the James case, where they were at a campground, and this guy took on bears with 22 Magnum mini revolvers. Is that what I'm thinking about here?
Yeah, the American Arms mini revolvers, North American Arms mini revolvers. This was the Wasp model. They're tiny little guns. I think they weigh about 4 or 5 ounces each. And they are a real gun. They fire real bullets. And they are capable of killing things, but they're not what most people would choose as bear medicine.
Yes, that was what I was going to say. So this dude did not think to take, and I, don't get me wrong, if somebody pulls one of those, I'm going to give them all kinds of respect when it comes to that pointing at me. But they didn't think to take a real gun with them in bear.
Well,
did they know it was bear territory?
I guess. They've been up there before. They haven't been confronted by a bear before. Now, here's something that might relate to it. James White didn't think it was necessary to take a firearm on a camping trip. Now, she's glad James was armed.
Sure.
So maybe he'll rethink what gun to take. But my point is, you have to live with your spouse.
Well, I mean, I would not want my spouse to be consumed by a bear while I'm sitting there making her happy because I'm not carrying a gun.
Well, he did carry the gun, and it worked. Now, to his credit, I'll have to say, black bears seem to be pretty easily deterred by gunfire. I mean, they're just a lot easier to stop than a grizzly bear. And especially in predatory attacks, they don't seem to, like, come back and come back and come back once they've been wounded. I'm not saying it never happens, it's just that once my reading has indicated to me. And he said they were both adult bears, you know, so they probably, I asked him, I said, were they male? He says, how can you tell? And he's right, you know, because it's not that easy to spot the external genitalia on bears.
Sure.
So you can't know, but the odds are they were male because that's the much more common case for bears that learn to extort food from people. Now, there are many exceptions, of course. Sows will do it too, but it's more common for males to do it and learn to do it.
Well, I remember when I was stationed in Europe and we would go out into the field exercise, we didn't have bears on the post in Germany, but we did have boars and foxes. And that was about it. And they, first of all, they grew to mutated sizes. The boars were the size of small Volkswagens.
Oh, huge. Yeah.
And they had no fear of us.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, for those of us who were new in country, they would have us throw rocks at them. Which I don't know why, because, you know, they would just try to eat the rocks. I had a bear, or not a bear, I had a fox get into my rucksack because I had some M&Ms in the rucksack.
Yeah.
And I hit that fox in the middle of the head with an axe handle. And the fox just sort of looked at me like, got you M&Ms. After I clubbed him, he was gone. He had my
M&Ms. Because I've killed foxes that I have trapped with clubs. Usually the that hard to at least knock them out.
Right.
It must have been, maybe those European foxes are tougher and I could believe.
Well, what I'm saying is in these places where humans come a lot into the quote-unquote wild, they don't have any fear. So with a predator, if you got a bear there that's, okay, it's a black bear, it's not a grizzly, it's 300 pounds, it's not 900 pounds or whatever, but it's still a bear.
Absolutely. And they're tough and they're super strong.
Yeah. And, if I've got kids there, if I'm out there by myself, if I'm out there with a spouse, if I'm out there with children, I'm probably carrying a 10 millimeter and my 357 Magnum, just in case.
But you and I are oriented that way, and we've studied that. And frankly, most of the people who go into the BWCA don't go armed. I mean, I think if you're going out in the wilderness area, being armed is a prudent thing to do.
Sure.
But most people don't. And here's an interesting thing that when we're talking about bears on this, is that bear expert Stefan Ferrero, and I have disagreed with, how should I put it, the ways his and Tom Smith's, let's call it research that they did on bear spray and firearms. I disagree with the way the conclusions people put it to, because I think it's just wrong.
Right.
But he is an acknowledged bear expert, and he gave advice just about such a situation in his first book, which was a hit, called, Bear Attacks, The Causes and Prevention, I think is the title of it. And so I read his first edition, and in there, he talks about this type of situation that was published in 1981. He says, I'm quoting, he says, a firearm is also useful when a very aggressive bear shows up around camp and cannot be persuaded to leave. Such bears normally have a history of feeding on people's food or garbage and may have to be killed. Now, that's Stefan Herrero saying that, not me. And he's, worked hard most of his career to keep bears from being killed. And he says, in that case, you may have to kill the bear. And then I read his latest edition, which is the third edition, published in 2018. So that's almost four decades. It's not quite. It's 37 years. And he didn't change the advice in the third edition. It says the same thing in 2018 than it said in 1981. So obviously he thinks it's accurate. And when you have, you know, Stefan Herrera saying the firearm may be useful in this case where the bear is aggressive and refuses to leave and it may have to be killed, it's pretty hard to try to claim that James was not justified in scaring off the bear and probably would have been justified in killing the bear and probably would have saved a lot of people a lot of trouble if he had killed the bear, because one of those bears stole food from another campground a little later. And when you're out a day or two's paddle away from civilization and your food gets taken and some of your gear gets destroyed, it's a serious thing. Going hungry a day and a half or 2 day paddle back is no fun. And can be dangerous. Now, there's other people around, they'll probably give you a couple energy bars or something. But I don't think that bears that get in the habit of destroying people's property and stealing their food should be tolerated. And I think that not only was he justified, but everybody would have probably been better off if he had killed those threatening bears at the time. Now, I have to say, if it was me, and I was just armed with a .22 mag mini revolver, I probably would have opted for the warning shots first.
Yeah.
Anyway.
We're running out of time. Thank you very much for joining me tonight. I do appreciate that, as I always do.
You are very welcome, and it's always a pleasure.
Yes, sir. Back again in 21 hours. Between now and then, remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At Z&H Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, Z&H Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. Z&H Precision, welcome to the Boom Squad.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.